is your host, Cardzi B. As some of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I started reading tarot when I was really young. Around age 11, I picked up the Hanson Roberts deck, and I still love that deck. I think it's really good energy, and I think it's a really great starter deck. And I continued on with that until recently when I started drawing my own deck to kind of just delve deeper into the meanings. And in doing that, I really kind of went through this journey of drawing a tarot deck of empowered women through a pop culture lens. And that's going to be out this coming October. So in addition to drawing my own jazzy ladies of tarot, I started to do more readings, you know, starting with friends, personal readings, and then around the city. So now I read at Ace Hotel on Psychic Sundays, Alchemist Kitchen, Green Pear Cafe, and a lot of other fun lunar events and celebrations. So before we get into the cards of the month for August and the weekly cards, you may have noticed that I did not mention the title of this podcast or my tarot deck, and that is because this past eclipse threw some really interesting energy my way. So those of you who listened to the first episode of this podcast and, you know, follow the lunar calendar at all, you know that Friday the 27th was a full moon lunar eclipse, and it was also the longest lunar eclipse of the century, which is no joke. So pretty serious energy. And eclipses in general kind of have you deal with lessons that you may have learned in the past. You're kind of like, I thought I was through this one, and it'll test you. And a lot of people have exes pop up, you know, texting you or kind of appearing from nowhere, and you're like, ooh, thought I was done with that one. And then the eclipse is kind of like, just kidding, we're gonna make sure. So my test came in the form of some legal issues. And I do not like to deal with that stuff. It's not the fun part for me. I, in my previous life, had my own lingerie line, and that was one of my least favorite parts, was trademarking. And I'm like, can't we just live in olden times when you write your name on the hanger and it's that's your clothing line? I hated the trademarking of like, oh, that's taken. Now we have to add an NYC to the end, so it's unique and it's trademarked in these territories. I find it really tedious, which is ironic because I was supposed to be a lawyer, and much to my parents' dismay, I majored in fashion design. But now I'm a tarot reader. You're welcome, mom and dad. So anyway, this past week, I had amazing feedback from the first podcast, a lot of, you know, Instagram messages, notes, and I got a message from this other tarot reader, and she was so lovely. I just want to say, like, this really helped me work through my eclipse shit, because I do have like a really negative vibe around legal issues and dealing with that stuff. And so I had, you know, thought I was going to call my deck and therefore the podcast Bad Bitches Tarot, and this amazing reader named Ethany, it's spelled E-T-H-O-N-Y, that she's at Ethany, and on Instagram and ethany.com. Amazing. And I, you know, we found each other through this unfortunate circumstance, but the name of her deck is Bad Bitches Tarot. And she wrote me a lovely message just being like, heads up, you probably didn't know this. I don't want to send a cease and desist. I just want to let you know, because this is the name of my deck, which came out 18 months ago. And I was just like, thank you so much. That was so lovely, because, you know, I hate dealing with this stuff. And old me would have wanted to like just crawl under a table and been like, forget the stupid podcast. This is too much work. I hate the legal issues. And instead, I called my trademark lawyer, who I was, you know, in the process of filing Bad Bitches Tarot myself, and said, hey, you know, this other reader reached out, you know, I have a couple of backup names, which I don't want to announce yet in case that doesn't clear. So, you know, TM pending is the current name of the deck and podcast. But anyway, just wanted to say, you know, thank you. Ethany's an amazing reader. Her work is really good in terms of intro to tarot as well. I would totally check out her Instagram and website if I were you. And just thank you for the good vibes. I mean, thank you for handling that in such a lovely way to resolve. If that was the fashion industry, it would have been like, fuck off and die, or, you know, you're getting sued tomorrow. So that was just thanks. And then it also, you know, was just like, great, that wasn't meant to be the name of mine, and the right one will appear from the universe. So, all right, now we can get into the cards of the month and the cards of the week. So happy, happy Leo season, everyone. And I hope you survived the full moon and longest lunar eclipse of the century. This Wednesday is officially August, which is also Lammas, a pagan holiday that celebrates a harvest halfway between summer and autumn. So Lammas is a celebration of basically a fulfillment by enjoying what you've already created. So kind of like basking in what you've already harvested, but also giving it away. Because in that tradition, it was shown that if you could generously give away some of your abundance, it was actually expressing gratitude and showing the universe, I have more than enough and I'm going to create more. And I love that. I think we should all just celebrate a little bit of Lammas this week. I just totally want to take one of my besties out to dinner and be like, yes to that. It's very Leo vibe. Leos are super badass and generous, and I love all of the Leos in my life. I feel like they exude that kind of confidence and generosity, which, you know, as we know, by law of attraction, that only generates more of the good stuff coming to you. So yes to that. All right, so I guess I will start with the cards of the month. So from the 2018 poll, which I earned in January, our card for August is Justice. And this is interesting because Justice is also one of the cards of the year. So at the beginning of the year, we kind of use numerology to figure out what the card that's going to be indicative for 2018. So you add up the digits 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8 equals 11. And in the major arcana, Justice is the 11th card. And if you take that down to a single digit number, you can also look at 1 plus 1 from the 11 equals 2. So most readers kind of look at both for the year, so Justice and the High Priestess. You can also apply numerology to find out your personal card of the year by adding the two digits of your month, the two digits of the day, and the year, so 2018. So for example, for me, this is December 10th, so 12 plus 10 plus 2018 comes down to 15, which is the freaking devil card. But that's a whole other story for a different podcast. So anyway, back to this month's card from the yearly poll, which is Justice. In traditional decks, this is a crown figure seated between two marble pillars holding a scale. So basically, the Justice card, it's pretty self-explanatory. The Justice card is all about karma and really doing what's right, but what's right for you, what's right for your highest and best. And Justice also reminds you to set boundaries and cut cords to systems that just don't serve you. So for the year 2018 and the month of August, like really take that into consideration by clearing out what doesn't serve you. So whether that's, you know, a cluttered desk drawer at your office and you're like, I don't need half of this stuff and it's distracting and it's not letting energy flow, or it's just spending less time with a super negativo friend who keeps getting their bad vibe energy on you. In my deck, Justice is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, obviously. So when in doubt this month, just ask yourself, what would RBG do? And now it's time for the August monthly poll. I was told by a listener that my shuffle was really intense. So guys, I'm sorry if it's loud. I'm a loud shuffler. I do a lot of things quite loudly. I'm going to try to figure out how to make that less intense, but I have to shuffle to fit the cards. It's part of the process. All right, so, Five of Pentacles. All right, so fives can be tough cards. Fives are ruled by the Hierophant in the Major Arcana, which is, the teacher of life lessons. And in my deck, obviously, that's Oprah, Mama O. In the traditional card, it's kind of these two sad peeps struggling out in the snow with five pentacles and a stained glass window behind them. And often this is indicating financial strife or a time of adversity. The key point in the card, though, it's not the struggle itself. It's all about the perspective of the card. So the mofo in the snow, he's not alone. He has this little sad friend with him. And it's really about shifting the attention from the lack of like, oh, I don't have any of the pentacles, to the gratitude. And that's what drastically shifts the situation. It's like, you know, be grateful for that sad little friend that's trekking through the snow with you. You're not in this alone. But the message is, you get to decide what you give focus to. And you'll turn your luck around faster if you focus on what you've got versus what you're lacking. So it's all perspective, and you can change the energy in a situation at any time. So, you know, basically that's your choice. So card of the month, Five of Pentacles, not one of my favesies, but it is an important lesson. And I think it's really you're empowered by that. It's an empowerment card of focus on what's beneficial and really, you know, it's a discipline, but that's really your call to do. All right. So card of the week, let's see here. All Queen of Wands. So funny because in my deck, this is one of my besties, Jackie Yetta Glickman, who's a fierce fashion industry exec, and it was actually just her birthday. So given some Leo love this week. And this is a great card. I love Queen of Wands. So good news for the week, peeps. The Queen of Wands is traditionally seen as a queen sitting on her throne with a wand in one hand. And I think she's got a sunflower or some sort of flower in the other. And there's a cat curled up by her side. So she's basically this queen of a lot of passion and intensity and extremely charismatic. And she can also be impatient. Most wands are impatient. They like to move fast. They're fiery energy. But she's also a very nurturing and maternal queen, which is kind of in the traditional deck. You see her, with animals and flowers. And she has this, very nurturing energy. When you get this card, it often means you're going into kind of a super charismatic and magnetic period, which is awesome. But it's also be discerning and speak your truth in the process, because you need to weed out undeserving and shady clingers. And Queen of Wands can attract a lot of that because of the charismatic and kind of really giving and nurturing vibe that she has. So make sure to take care of yourself as well, and not just, use that energy for others that you love, but be good to yourself. Be discerning with your super magnetic, charismatic powers. And a happy, happy birthday, Yetta G, who is my Queen of Wands, standing in front of a Bloomingdale's looking fierce. And all right, I think that's pretty much it for the week. Congrats again on surviving the eclipse. I think it technically has kind of an effect for a couple more weeks, but we got through the worst of it, peeps. So don't forget to check out Cardsy B on Instagram. And again, for New Yorkers, check out Psychic Sundays at the Ace Hotel. I'll be there August 5th. From 5 to 8, and also Sunday lunches at the Green Pear Cafe. Thanks again, and stay magical AF.